Right now, panel, some more questions for you about the week's news. Tom, please listen to Carl.
Probably one of the oddest named parts of the zone, Little Venice, is the neighborhood between the former U.S. Embassy and the U.S. Chancellery Building. It is believed to be nicknamed Little Venice because of the many cement waterways, bridges, and fountains that adorn its streets and park.
That's from an online tour guide to the wonders and tourist attractions in what vacation paradise?
I'm going to guess that's Baghdad.
It is. It's the green zone in Baghdad.
It's where we're going after Paris.
Yeah, that's great. It may not be the most tantalizing destination, but that doesn't mean the Baghdad's green zone isn't without its charms. The visitor's guide to Baghdad's international zone was written by tourists for tourists and includes details about local landmarks, mostly monuments, buildings, including something called Uday's Love Palace.
I thought we bombed that.
Yeah, I know. The guide also includes some handy travel tips. For example, unlike with those iconic guards at Buckingham Palace in London, it is not considered wise to go up to the guys from Blackwater and try to get them to laugh.
A little different reaction than the guys with the fuzzy hats in London,
no,
I suppose.
No.
Yeah.
Tom, as you may know, the Atlanta area is suffering from a terrible drought, the worst in memory. As a result, the 93,000 people who are expected to attend this weekend's homecoming game at the University of Georgia will not be allowed to do what?
To use the bathroom? To use the public restroom?
Close. They're allowed to use it, but they're not allowed to do what?
Oh, to flush?
Exactly right.
Oh!
Now, before you worry... And I'm talking here to the people who are both going to be attending the game or plan to be standing downwind from the stadium. The toilets will be flushed. But in such a desperate time, a sensitive job like that has to be handled by professionals. That's right. Each of the restrooms at the vast and busy stadium will be manned or womaned by attendants who will flush when necessary. Because the citizenry just can't be trusted not to flush too often or too vigorously. Or just because they need the whooshing water sound to help them get over their performance anxieties. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
Well, you know what they're going to do, these attendants.
What?
It's just like when somebody programs those little infrared lights on urinals so that they'll flush as soon as you approach them to make sure you get wet. Yeah. These guys, they're going to wait until every stall on the wall is filled, and they're going to flush them right there.
Now, to us, the only question about this otherwise remarkable and water-saving scheme is, what kind of heinous crime do you have to commit to be sentenced to manning the toilet handles at the UGA homecoming game?
Is that considered community service?
No, I'm thinking it's work study.
Yeah, these are the guys that didn't make the JV team.
Exactly.
I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Paul, here's a story that restores our faith in America's youth and the future of our great country. 2 8-year-old twin boys in Ohio are being acclaimed for their new invention. What is it?
We're on the toilet theme here, aren't we?
Sort of.
Yes, this is the push button, the foot pressing toilet lid.
You are actually ahead of the curve, and then that was the second story of the brilliant invention by a child this week. But this preceded it. You're right. You're thinking of the little kid who invented the little foot pedal that automatically raises and lowers the toilet seat because he was getting complaints about leaving it up. But no, we're talking about a prior invention.
I should get at least a half credit.
Same kid?
Same kid?
Different kid.
Ooh, what? Gee, that's the only one.
You hear about that one?
No, I don't think I heard about that one.
Ellen DeGeneres featured them on her talk show.
Ah, the
Wright brothers?
The puppy clone. the puppy cloners.
No, I'll give you a hint. Nobody knows? I'll open it up. Nobody knows?
No.
Didn't hear about this? No, these two brilliant inventors invented wedgie-proof underwear. A wedgie, of course, is when a bully grabs your underwear, usually by the back. Oh, wait a minute. You're all public radio listeners. You know what a wedgie feels like.
If necessity is the mother of invention, just what have these kids been going through?
Exactly. The invention by Jared and Justin Cerevich uses a tearaway hem at the top of the underwear.
Oh, wow.
So when the bully grabs you and pulls, all he gets is a handful of fabric, and you can skip away unharmed to get your lunch money taken away as per usual.
Just when you think technology's starting to slip.
Beat that, Steve Jobs.
It's almost like those lizards who sort of shed their tails.
Exactly.
So yes.
That's what I thought
they
of.
They can get away.
Exactly.
Everybody always picking on me.